Hey guys, sorry to interrupt whatever amazing podcast you are listening to, but I'm just here to let you guys know that you can come over to Intoxicated anytime. I just love to talk about ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, true crime, the future, I don't know, anything I think of when I'm high. I'm also a psychic medium, so I have a lot of really creepy and interesting stories that you guys can also hear about. Intoxicated is available wherever you listen to your podcast. It's free to listen to and subscribe. Hope to see you guys there.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead in sports 365. I am, of course, Kenneth B. Inge, and I'm here because an interesting conversation popped off in our group chat about James Harden. So, and I will read you Q's words here. He said that NBA media wants us to not believe our eyes, because narratives rule the land. However, James Harden is simply one of the greatest perimeter talents ever, and he is one of the best passers we have ever seen. What he can do with the basketball is so special. I get it. He seeks fouls. He doesn't abide by the unwritten rules of the grind, but that motherfucker is so fucking gifted with the basketball. Nick replied, holla at me when he get to the EFC Eastern Conference Finals. Of course, James has been to two Western Conference Finals himself. So he has managed to do that. He just hasn't, he's played in the finals too. So the man has quite a resume. I mean, he honestly does. He's played in the finals. He lost one. He's been in two Western Conference Finals as the guy with CP3. Couldn't get over the juggernaut that was the Golden State Warriors. But it kind of devolved from James Harden's abilities as a basketball player into this whole conversation about rings and titles and stuff like that. And I started wondering, and I think that was something Q, not necessarily put out in this way, but he did say that the whole thing about rings and all this other stuff is like a tired argument. So I was just kind of wondering, man, like, does James Harden, does he need to get to the finals in Philly? Does he need to win the finals? Does he at least need to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, what does he need to do to validate his, like, accomplishments? You know, everything that he's done, you know, as a basketball player, if you just look at his resume, it's actually pretty good. Some conversations about whether or not he's top 75, you know, all time, et cetera, et cetera. But it really was about titles. So it's about titles or his career in Philly. What does he need to do to solidify his place in NBA history? Or does he need to do anything to solidify his place in NBA history? Like, has he permanently damaged his resume, his reputation, by bouncing like this, or not permanently, or has he damaged it at all? To some people, yes. To Philly fans right now, no, because they got him. What happens when he leaves? How do Brooklyn people feel? So I don't know, man. I was just been thinking about that as I was sitting down about to watch Fistful of Vengeance on Netflix, which I'm about to get to right now. But yeah, and I was just wondering, like, what does James Harden need to do to validate his career as an NBA player? Does he need to do anything, or is this enough? So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow with another video. I'm out. Peace.